Now, what sorts of specific skills, hard or soft skills, do you think you've built upon and that you would suggest others try and strengthen if they want to sort of follow your path?
So I think I definitely encourage people, if possible, to go to college. Take that time for yourself. I know people want to jump right into it as soon as they graduate high school. I think take that time to go through college. It kind of teaches you time management, because you have responsibilities, right? You have to study for this test. You have to write this report. And it gives you that time to mature, because it's a long career, right? So you're in this for the long haul. So I wouldn't say, like, I know that people are excited to get out there and become an officer, but if possible, even if it's going to community college, like, take that time to just go through and get some more schooling, because we also have incentives for that. We have educational, I get paid extra for having a bachelor's.
Wow,
So that's
okay.
there's that too. And if you have your AA, you have also a pay increase as well. So that's an incentive too. I definitely recommend that. It has a good foundation. And then if you are preparing to go to a police academy, let's say not even the highway patrol, just any, definitely physical agility is very important. So taking care of yourself, make sure you're eating right. It's a lot of running and just like push-ups, sit-ups, jumping jacks, just floor workouts. That's what I always tell people. That's what you're going to be doing at any police academy, pretty much. Because we have tests at the academy too, so like written tests. So that's why I said that also college can prepare you for that too, to be successful. Yeah.
And how have you built upon, and how would you suggest others do interpersonal skills, right? When you have to interact with someone, what needs to be strong there?
Yeah, what I recommend, I was a server for 5 years, right? So I remember when I first started out, I was a hostess. And so I also recommend having a job that works in the service industry, right? Because I'm still in the service industry. I'm a public servant, right? I provide a service to the people of California. So I recommend working in the service industry. So as a server, I learned how to talk to people, right? So I would go to their table. I don't know who this person is. I don't know anything about them. I try to make small talk with them. And then you want to leave people like happy customers that come back, right? So I definitely recommend having a job that works in customer service, because it teaches you patience, because you're dealing with people from all walks of life, right? And so it definitely taught me patience, because patience is something you need to definitely have on this job, right? Because we're expected to be professional no matter what.
All right.